Macmillan Audio presents The Miller's Dance by Winston Graham. Read for you by Oliver J. Hembra.
Book 1, Chapter 1. 1. On a grey day early in February 1812, a convoy was anchored off Hendrona Beach on the northwest coast of Cornwall. One of the vessels was a brig called Henry, and another a sloop, Elizabeth. Between them floated a lighter, with a massive piece of metal lying upon it and protruding over each end like a stranded whale. There were also half a dozen rowboats and a couple of gigs, one of them Nampara Girl. The beach was black with helpers and spectators. February was no safe time normally for any master to hazard his vessel so close upon an inhospitable stretch of tidal sand. But after gales and half-gales succeeding each other through November, December and January, a frost had fallen on the land. It was a light frost, disappearing each midday and coming down again at night, which was the norm for this area. But it meant that the wind had at last dropped and the sea was quiet. For a time, it had even been feared that they were to be frustrated by the sudden lack of that element of which they had for so long had too much. But after a couple of days, the lightest of breezes had sprung up from the northeast, and before dawn this Monday morning, the convoy had set out from Hale. It had taken them until noon to get here, which was full tide, though a neap tide, leaving a wide expanse of beach uncovered, and much of the sand soft and yielding.